and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
Today's Newsmaker is brought to you by Mel's Tire at 915 Graham, where service is not expensive, it's priceless.
This is Allison with Mel's Tire. Winter is quickly approaching, so let us make sure you are prepared with a new set of tires, such as the Yokohama Geolander AT4, Yokohama MTG003, or the Yokohama Avid Ascend LX. And while you're here, if your engine needs some attention, check out Mel's Auto Service for your full line of oil services, engine repairs, and more. Make it a safe winter with Yokohama and Mel's Auto Service 820 Graham, where service is in the name.
KBLE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Wednesday before Thanksgiving. And we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning by Bob Burr and Heidi of the Flint Hills Optimist Club. Bob, in to preview the Optimist Club fresh cut Christmas tree sale that will be beginning a day after tomorrow. Bob, good morning. How are you?
Morning, Chuck. Ron, how are you guys today?
Hey, we're doing well here so far. How about things with the Flint Hills Optimists as we get ready for Friday morning?
I think we're ready for kickoff at 10 o'clock on Friday morning. How about those Reads Across America?
Yeah, wow. What a great number, huh?
Wasn't I'm trying to put hear? My brain back together.
Yeah, that's great. I got a little brother that's involved with that.
Yeah, Scott's done a wonderful job since he started that. Indeed. So, yeah, we're very excited for a big ceremony coming up on December 13th. We're also excited, Bob, about big doings from the Flint Hills Optimist Club out there at 2023 West 6th in the Gion's Furniture parking lot. The trees are in, and you're ready to sell, huh?
The trees are in. We've got some white pine, balsam fir, Fraser fir, footage-wise anywhere from 3 foot to 9 foot. Got a pretty good selection. They look like they're in pretty good shape this year. Our most popular tree is a 6 to 7 balsam. We also will be carrying 25-inch undecorated wreaths, some garland, tree life, and some tree bags. And once again, we're opening Friday after Thanksgiving at 10 a.m. at Gion's parking lot.
Outstanding. What does it mean for you to be partnering with Gion's again this year? Because you guys have been there since I can't even remember how long.
Yeah, they've been real good to us. I think I've been involved since 2011, something like that. And we've been at Gion's parking lot for a long time after being scattered all over the place for several years. So it's pretty convenient.
Well, we want to encourage people to get there while selection is at its best, because these trees tend to go quickly. And this is the big fundraiser for the year for the Flint Hills Optimist Club. And as Bob mentioned, it'll be a morning opening tomorrow. But what are your normal hours going to be after tomorrow, Bob?
Morning opening will be Friday after Thanksgiving.
But then your regular hours will be when?
Yes, regular hours, Monday through Friday, 5:30 to 8, and Saturday 10 to 8, and Sunday from 1 to 6.
Are you guys going to have club member coverage, maybe a whole lot of club members there each and every day? Is it really just maybe take one or two club members to get everybody taken care of and get everybody the service and the trees and the wreaths and garland that they need?
Yeah, sure. So first starting out, we'll have 2 to 3 to 4 people, depending on the time of day. Once things kind of settle down, we'll have 2 people at the lot throughout the times that we're open.
All right, Flint Hills Optimist Tree Lot, open beginning Friday morning. And let's see, this is your big fundraiser. Where do the proceeds go? What do you guys do, Bob?
Okay, so we have a number of them that we generally, typically, annually provide for. Camp Alexander, Big Brothers, Big Sisters, David Trailer Zoo, Emporia Library, Optimist, Ball Diamonds. And every year, annually, we provide 3 $500 scholarships to graduating seniors. And a couple of those will be selected at our Flint Hills Optimist All-Star Basketball Classic. We'll recognize one gentleman and one lady to get one of those. And then we'll also have one at the Senior Recognition Breakfast.
Again, joined by Bob Bernheide as we talk about the upcoming Flint Hills Optimist Christmas Tree Lot fundraiser officially beginning Friday morning. Bob, for folks that aren't familiar with the Optimists, besides those projects, what other activities and projects do you support and are involved with?
Well, typically, I mean, we're basically based on youth of the community and the surrounding area. So basically, that's what we focus mostly on.
And you do an Easter egg hunt, too, right? Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we do an Easter egg hunt, yes.
That is a fascinating event in itself.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
Coming up in the
spring. How could I forget that one?
Yeah, the Friend of Youth, Flint Hills Optimist Club. Fresh-cut Christmas trees, Canadian balsam, Fraser fir, white pine, scotch pine, wreaths, and garland. And you'll help us get things set and loaded up in our vehicles then, won't you, Bob?
Absolutely. We've got ways of doing that. We even deliver if they're in a reasonable distance.
Okay.
Outstanding.
Nice touch. So opening Friday morning, what time, Bob?
Friday be 10 o'clock.
All right, sounds good. Bob, are we missing anything here this morning?
Well, I just want to thank a few people in addition to the Guillons and their location, but I need to thank like Redline Trucking for hauling our trees, Mark II Lumber, Blue Stem Farm and Ranch, Dave's Pumping Service in the city of Emporia, and a big shout-out that we greatly appreciate is the Emporia High School wrestling team. Them kids show up and help us unload the trees, and we couldn't do it without them.
Good to have the muscle and the energy,
yeah,
right?
Good to have that youth that you're helping out, right?
Youth, exactly right, because we're all getting older.
I understand that. Bob, thanks. We appreciate it.
Thanks,
Happy Thanksgiving.
Hey, I appreciate it. Thanks, fellas. Good. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yep, Bob Bernheide, Flint Hills Optimist Club. Indeed, 10 o'clock Friday morning, the lot will be open. Get your trees. And then after that, Monday through Friday, 5:30 until 8, Saturday, 10 until 8, and Sundays, 1 until 6 at 2023 West 6 in the Guillons Furniture parking lot. Help out the Optimists because they are a big friend of youth.
Absolutely. Want to be part of the Newsmaker Spots? Next week is just about wide open. A couple of dates are claimed yet, but you can call us at 620-342-1400, or you can email KVUE at KVUE.com with your event, your activity, your government function, things like that. We do have, coming up here for Thanksgiving, updates from Southwick House Turkey Day Dash sprinkled through the morning show, and that does include a quick newsmaker update around 7:20 tomorrow morning here on KVUE and KVUE.com. Friday, we'll be chatting with United Way at the Flint Hills Director Daphne Mertens. Fundraising and also updates on food insecurity matters will be part of that interview coming up on Friday.
And our primetime newsmaker this morning brought to you by Mel's Tire at 915 Graham. Mel's Tire, where service isn't expensive, it is priceless. Mel's Tire, 915 Graham. And everyone at Mel's want to wish you and yours a very happy Thanksgiving. KVOE Live and Local, 728, 30 degrees, wind chill of 20. Stay tuned. We'll check the holiday forecast next.
Here's a bright idea. Customers deserve choices. Monopolies aren't good for anybody except the